protesters rallied outside the Adelanto ICE Processing Center yesterday to denounce what they say are poor conditions for immigrants detained in the center. ICE denies this and says it's taking the necessary steps to combat COVID-19 in the facility. That's the sound of a rally outside the ICE detention center in the desert city of Adelanto Thursday. Protesters gathered there to denounce the conditions inside the facility, which they say are substandard. Here's Shannon Camacho, campaign coordinator for the Coalition of Humane Immigrant Rights.
So we're here today to protest the conditions inside the detention center, specifically to demand that ICE release everybody that's in detention. There already are confirmed cases of COVID-19, detainees that have COVID-19 in the detention center. And we already know that the conditions in Adelanto are horrible. And so the fact that there is a global pandemic happening and folks are still forced to be detained, it makes us think about the worst happening.
But there were also counter-protesters. One of them was Raul Rodriguez Jr., who ran for Secretary of State of California in 2018. You can hear people chanting, "We love ICE," in the background.
They do a great job of securing our borders and returning those that are illegal in our country back to their own country. We need to continue to support ICE because they're doing a great job of keeping us safe from anyone coming into our country illegally. And this is why we're here. We're supporting ICE 100%. We have been here out here before, and we intend on coming out here every time these people come out here to protest ICE and the detention center.
Alex Pons, a spokesperson for ICE, responded to a request for comment on this story via email by saying that, quote, "false allegations, disinformation, and propaganda reported by various media groups across the nation are nothing more than shameful lies, perpetrated in large part by so-called advocacy groups under the premise of helping detainees," end quote. Pond says the agency has a zero-tolerance policy for sexual abuse in detention centers, closely monitors detainees' food and water intake, and is committed to maintaining the highest facility standards of cleanliness and sanitation. As for COVID-19, Pond says all common areas in the facility are disinfected multiple times per day, and GEO, the company that operates the facility, has provided personal protective equipment for all detainees and staff at Adelanto. As for the allegation of COVID-19 spreading among detainees in Adelanto, ICE's website acknowledges one confirmed case of the virus among an ICE employee there, but not any detainees. That's as of May 28th. You can read the complete list of confirmed cases among ICE employees and detainees at ice.gov/coronavirus. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.